What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now it's time for Adam Studzinski on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We're just going to bask in this for a second. That's right. Welcome in, one and all. Happy 4th of July. I am Adam Studzinski. Little Miley Cyrus getting us going today. Feels good. Getting everyone in the mood. Hope everyone has a safe and happy 4th of July. Welcome in. I am here for the next hour and 45 minutes as I continue, I guess I'll say, filling in for the midday show, Raheemy and Harris. My good friends Layla and Marshall have the day off today. So I'm here for them. We'll walk you up to Cubs pregame at 12:45. That's when Zach takes over. Got a lot to do on the show today. 312-644-6767. That's the number to call or text if you want to get in on the conversation. We're going to start things off with a little bit of Cubs talk here. Some thoughts I got mulling around in my brain from last night. And at 11:25, we will have Evan Altman join the conversation. He's from CubsInsider.com, knows his Cubs really well. Probably getting into some Bulls talk at the end of the hour. And of course, listen, I'm not going to be on the station hosting a show for the first time in I don't know how long, 2 years, at least 2 years, and not talk Bears. We're going to talk Bears, okay? It would be unacceptable for me to be on the station for an hour and 45 minutes and not talk Bears. So we're going to talk Bears. Noon, we're going to talk Bears. And we will hear some of Craig Counsell's pregame coming up at 12:25 or so. See what he's got to say as the Cubs get ready to take on the Cardinals today. Again, the number to call or text, 312-644-6767. I am broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. My producer this morning remains Tyler Farengel, pulling double duty today. Tyler, say hello to the people.
What is up, Score listeners?
How have your mornings been? Tyler's been in for Dustin all week. So how late will you be sleeping in tomorrow is my question.
Ooh. Well, I got to run the Cubs game tomorrow, so
you don't have to be here till what, 11:30?
Pre-game is, I think, 12:45.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be able to get another 3-4 hours of sleep.
That's great. Good for you. Well, anyway, appreciate the work, man. We will have Cubs pregame again coming up at 12:45. The Cubs got a big win last night. Let's get into the conversation. If you got thoughts to share on what transpired at Wrigley Field last night, I want to hear them. I also want to know, in the spirit of the season, with it being Independence Day, any caller that is on the airwaves today will be asked what your favorite 4th of July tradition is, or what your favorite thing to do is on 4th of July. And don't be lame and just say fireworks. Everyone sees fireworks on the, especially in this city, it's impossible not to see fireworks on the 4th of July. Okay? Don't, if you come on here and you just say I want to go see fireworks. Okay, everyone sees fireworks. Okay? You know, be a little more specific, please. So, every caller that gets on the station in the next hour and 45 minutes will be asked that question. What is your favorite 4th of July tradition? I'll give you mine a little bit later, too. I won't ask the question and not answer it myself. But to what happened at Wrigley Field last night. Fascinating game. First of all, you have the Guardians starting pitcher being scratched earlier in the day because he's being investigated for gambling. And if you've done the deep dive on this like I have, wow, what an idiot. Because he wasn't even trying to hide that he was clearly had money on these pitches he was throwing. And there was one pitch he threw in the third inning of a game. And this is what the MLB is investigating. There was a couple pitches that had basically a higher amount of money for a first pitch thrown in an inning being a ball bet on. And they track down Luis Ortiz and they're like, hey, look at these obvious balls that you threw in these two instances. We need to have a conversation. So he's in a lot of trouble. That means that the Guardians essentially have to go to a bullpen day, and the Cubs could not score on said bullpen for 9.5 innings. We get into the bottom of the 10th, 0-0 tie, man on third for Matt Shaw at the plate, and this is what we get.
From the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive. Cubs are going to win the game. It's deep center. Thomas makes the catch. Nico Horner tags. Cubs win the ball game. Matt Shaw comes through. A sacrifice fly. The Cubs sweep the series, and they start the celebration on the mound here at Wrigley Field. Matt Shaw drives in the game's winning run. Cubs win 1-0 in 10.
So there you have it. Matt Shaw is one of the two heroes we had in that Cubs game last night. We'll get to the other hero in just a minute. Great moment for Matt Shaw. This kid has been struggling, especially the last couple weeks. He has not had it at the plate. Now, defensively, probably the reason he's still up here. Probably the reason he hasn't been sent back to Iowa. He's been pretty good defensively, but a great moment for Matt Shaw. And I wonder if this could spark something for him. Because after that happened, that the walk-off sack fly, I was reminded of a moment that Christopher Morel had a few years ago when he was had just came up with the Cubs, and he hit a walk-off sack fly. And he had really been struggling up until that moment. And after that, he got really confident, and things kind of took off for him. Now, it didn't stick. He never really found a position, and we all know how that ended. He ends up getting traded away. And I'm not directly comparing Matt Shaw and Christopher Morel. They're two really different prospects. Matt Shaw certainly is a much higher prospect than Christopher Morel was. So I don't want to compare the two directly. I just wonder if this could spark something for him. Ron Coomer has said multiple times in the last 24 hours that he thought Shaw was coming around a little bit, was thinking a little clearer at the plate, and we saw a really good at-bat there against one of the best closers in the entire league. Not just the American League, not in the AL Central, the entire league. Emmanuel Clase is really good. Now, that was his second inning of work, but he's pretty damn good. And even getting a ball into the outfield when he's trying to prevent you from doing exactly that is a big step. So I'm wondering if maybe we get a spark there, and we see a little bit more from Matt Shaw this weekend against the Cardinals, who are coming in to play the Cubs. And the Cardinals are really scuffling. I want to get into that in a minute, but they got all kinds of problems right now. To our second hero of the game, that would be Cade Horton. This kid was great last night. Now, remember, the last time we saw Cade Horton, he got his teeth kicked in by the Houston Astros down in Houston. Gave up 7 runs. He was awful. Awful. Worst outing of his career. He bounces back last night to help finish off the sweep against the Guardians in that 1-0 victory. He went 7 innings, no runs allowed, 5 hits allowed, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. We'll take that any day. Any day. And I wonder if it gave me a little bit more faith in Cade Horton, because I don't know about you, but my faith was pretty rocked about Cade Horton after last week's outing. I know he'd been pretty fine up until then, but man, the Astros are good, and that's the kind of team you're going to face in the playoffs. And if that's the kind of outing you're going to have against the playoff team, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Guardians are not a playoff team, but they're not a bad team. They're below 500 right now, but they're not a bad team. So it's a really good outing. Got his confidence back up. And you know who kind of, I think, vaguely predicted that that good outing was going to happen when Ron Coomer, this guy's a savant sometimes. This is the second inning last night, Ron Coomer talking about what Cade Horton needed to be doing to be more consistent.
Here's a big chop up the middle, gloved by Swanson, playing right behind second. And he throws to first for out number one. Scoreless game, inning number two. The batter is Lane Thomas.
I like that so far with Horton, you know, outside of Kwan, the first hitter. He's on the attack, you know, and you don't need to pitch away from contact. Cubs with one of the best defensive teams in all of baseball. Great speed, and you want to see him pitch more to contact. And that'll help him stay in the game longer, too.
Thomas will take a strike run. I've said many times this year that this current Cubs team plays the best defense, team defense, of any of the Cubs teams I've covered in 30 years.
Now, I do got to say, Pat Hughes, I don't know if I agree with you on this being the best defensive team in the last 30 years that the Cubs have had. Now, look, Pat Hughes has seen a lot more Cubs baseball than I have, but we all watched the 2016 team, and that team was historically great defensively. So I wonder if maybe 2016 was a little bit better defensively, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Ron Coomer saying in there that Cade Horton needs to go ahead and be on the attack and let his really good defense do the work for him. And he was doing a lot of that last night. So good for him getting some improved, or bouncing back, I should say, from a really rough outing last week and hopefully getting a little bit of confidence back. Cade Horton spoke with our own Bruce Levine after the game.
I'm here with Cade Horton. First of all, this game doesn't get here without your effort tonight. Seven shutout innings. I know you love to talk about your teammates. Let's talk about what was working for you tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, I just stayed under control tonight. I stayed within the moment and got the changeup going. Reese made a lot of good throws, and it was good.
I mean, how exciting is this? You and I have talked about that this is, you know, a transition, getting used to the major leagues. You certainly have pitched like a major leaguer. When did it hit you that, hey, you know what, I can compete and win here?
Yeah, you know, I think that just goes in my preparation week to week. You know, I have confidence in myself and the work that I put in. And so just letting it come to fruition, you know, out there and having control of my emotions and everything else.
Something special going on with this team. You guys can win in so many different ways. Do you guys talk about that, how complete the team is?
Yeah, it's a really good group. And, you know, doesn't matter what day it is, we can win, you know, with defense. We can win with pitching. We can win with offense. And it's just a solid group that cares about each other and wants to win ball games.
So there you go, Cade Horton, an exuberant Cade Horton after a throwing 1-0 victory over the Cleveland Guardians yesterday to finish off the sweep of the Guardians. Big win for the Cubs in more ways than one. Before we get into that, Craig Counsell talked about his rookie pitcher after the game.
That's what this is all about. I think it's making adjustments. We talked about that before the game. It's about, you know, leaving it behind you and staying in the present and not letting it carry over. And it's learning from, failures or things you don't do well. But when you're clear-headed, I think you have the great ability to do it, and that's what Cade showed tonight.
So there you have it. Craig Counsell last night talking about his rookie pitcher, Cade Horton. So good for Cade Horton, and I'm curious what your confidence level is, the callers and the listeners out there, the texters, 312-644-6767. How confident are you in Matt Shaw and Cade Horton especially right now? Because I feel a little bit better about them, but you need to see more. You need to see more. It's just one game. It's not a great team. It's a decent team with the Guardians. They're kind of up and down right now. Back to what Cade Horton said with Bruce real quick about Reese McGuire making three outs at second base, tossing three outs at second base last night. Been a while since I've seen that. Reese McGuire was awesome yesterday for the Cubs. Throwing three runners out at second base, and the most important one probably was that first runner that he threw out in the first inning after Cade Horton comes out. He walks the first batter, and you think, oh, man, here we go again. But then Kwan tries to steal second. Reese McGuire cuts him down. Cade Horton resets and is on fire after that. Couple quick phone calls here. 312-644-6767. Ben is out in Queens. Ben, what can I do for you?
What's up, Illinois 97 brethren? How you doing?
Illinois 97?
Yeah, isn't that Petersburg? Isn't that where you're from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'm from just up the road.
Oh, how about that? Yo, I was thinking, when you said 97, I was thinking an interstate. And I was like, there's not an, but yeah, the highway. Yes, you're right. Anyway.
Hell no. So listen, let's talk about Cade Horton, okay? You know, if you go through his minor league stats, almost all of it, he's got like above 10 strikeouts per nine. You know, it's been about six since he's been in the majors, but this is the swing and miss starter that the Cubs need. He's got the 97, 98 mile an hour fastball. He's got three pitches. Look, he just watched Ben Brown get sent back to Iowa because Ben Brown doesn't have three pitches. He's got two good pitches and then whatever. So, you know, Cade Horton, I'm looking at him as a very confident young man as well, and I'm hoping that he gets, you know, his head on right, and this game will get him corrected. Now, I will say this. You know, he's got altogether, even in college, 1 year of college, 2 years in the minors, 3 years in the minors, and altogether the 1 year, he's got like 247 innings total. He's got 52 innings. So they got to be watching his innings. But he is going to be a part of the key for the starting rotation from here going forward. He's the number one pick, and he's got to show it, man.
He is going to be important going forward. You're right. And I am going to be curious to see how the Cubs handle his innings, because I believe it was Carter Hawkins or Jed Hoyer. I think it was Carter Hawkins earlier this week talking about how they asked him on the morning show about how are you going to handle Cade Horton, are you going to put him on an innings count? And he mentioned about, well, he's seen it done both ways, whether you want to limit a guy on a hard limit or kind of a soft limit. Here's what he had to say.
I think with Cade, you know, first off, just been really impressed by his ability to compete, you know, at the major league level, to come up here and, you know, be on some of the biggest stages and stay composed and be able to maintain his stuff. You know, I think aside from that, there's, you know, the reality that he has not thrown this many innings over the course of his career. And while there's certainly not going to be an innings limit for Cade, we definitely want to make sure that, you know, we're mitigating any risks of him regressing from a workload standpoint. So that's something we'll be monitoring and are monitoring. And, you know, we'll think about creative ways to try to get him and all of our guys some rest. You know, it's just a long, long season. And, you know, whether it's Cade or whether it's a guy that's been around for 15, 20 years, or not 20, but 15. You know, we got to make sure that we're giving these guys the rest they deserve, and you know, that helps them be fresh in September and October.
And I know Craig Counsell has been asked a few times about, hey, you know, would you guys go to a 6-man rotation? And he's kind of said, you know, if we did, it would just be for basically one rotation here and there, get guys a little bit of rest. So that we'll see how that plays out. Cade Horton got to be more consistent. I want to see him throw that well against a playoff team. Because the last playoff team he saw, the Astros last week, went off on him. Now, why was this such a big win for the Cubs? It was a big for a couple reasons. Not only did it finish off a sweep of the Guardians, it gave them a 4-game lead over Milwaukee in the division. And it gave them a 5.5-game lead over the Cardinals, who are in third place in the division. Who did the Cubs play this weekend? Yes, that would be the Cardinals. 3-game series starting this afternoon right here on The Score. 120 first pitch, 12:45 pregame show. The Cardinals, if you looked up scuffling right now in the dictionary, it'd probably be them. They have not scored a run since, get this, last Saturday. Last Saturday is the last time that the St. Louis Cardinals scored a run in a baseball game. They were shut out Sunday, and they did not score a run in all three games at Pittsburgh this week. So they have not scored a run since last Saturday. And whose job is it going to be for the Cubs to keep them keep shutting down the St. Louis Cardinals offense? That's going to be Colin Ray. I don't know if he can do it. I don't have a ton of confidence in Colin Ray. I kind of expect the Cardinals to get a run. Maybe they're a little bit due. But I do expect good things from the Cubs this weekend. This is what I want them to do. Go out and bury those fools. This is another reason why that win was so big, because it gave you a 5.5-game lead over the Cardinals. You now have full control over burying them in the division. A sweep this weekend gives you an 8.5-game lead in the NL Central over the Cardinals. Now, they're in third place. I realize that. And the Brewers take on the Marlins this weekend, a 3-game series down in Miami. So, don't know if they'll get swept, but if they get swept too, you're in full control once again in that division. Even 2 out of 3 gives you a 7.5-game lead over the Cardinals. You can put them way back. And the Cardinals' hope of winning this division will be out the window. Probably. It's still early July. A lot of things can happen, but it's tough to make up that big of a deficit in just the second half of a baseball season. So I want the Cubs to go out there and absolutely bury these fools this weekend. Don't give them an inch. Win today, win tomorrow, win Sunday, 8.5-game lead, and we ride. Cardinals are done, and now you just got to worry about the Brewers. And hell, if they get swept, now you're up 7 games on them, and you're cruising from there. So there you have it. Cubs win last night, 1-0, thrilling victory. Pre-game, again, against the Cardinals this afternoon coming up at 12:45. You can hear the entirety of the broadcast as the Cubs take on the Cardinals at Wrigley Field today, starting at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20. That is the only local broadcast of the game on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. All right, we'll take a break here. Coming up on the other side, we got Evan Altman from CubsInsider.com. Got a lot I want to talk about with him, including last night's game and a few more notes from last night's game, and an important question I have for him about where he thinks this Cubs team currently stands, and are they true championship contenders? You're listening to the 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Apps.
You know, outings like that, they sit for a little bit, but it's all about just, you know, continuing to put in work each and every day. Like, You can't go back and change it, but what you can do is learn from it, and so just taking, you know, those things and learning from it and applying it to the next start.
That was Cade Horton last night, learning from bad outings. Expecting to get Evan Altman on the phone here in just a minute of CubsInsider.com. We do have some breaking news to mention. fresh off the presses here. An unfortunate revelation for the Cubs here. Not revelation. This is unfortunate news for the Cubs. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. I'm Adam Staszynski here with you until Cubs pregame at 12:45 on The Score. We do have Evan Altman on the line. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to bring Evan in with this unfortunate news for the Cubs. Jameson Taillon has been placed on the 15-day injured list, retroactive to July 1st, with a right calf strain. The Cubs, to make up for that, are calling up Jordan Wicks from AAA. So Jordan Wicks is back. Jameson Taillon, 15-day IL with a hamstring injury. Evan Altman now joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. And Evan of CubsInsider.com, find him on Twitter at DEvanAltman. I'm sorry I have to bring you in with that unfortunate news, my friend.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm sitting here ready to watch American icon Joey Chestnut down like 85 hot dogs, and you've got to just bring my whole morning down.
It's my fault. It clearly is my fault. I can't think of anyone else to blame.
No, absolutely not. It has nothing to do with just Jameson Taillon being older. I will say, though, like, I first thought it was going to be kind of a minor thing. Now, you know, Craig Counsell said he's expected to be out more than a month, which sounds like a lot. As someone in his mid-40s, though, I know that these muscle injuries can be lingering far longer than one would expect. But it is definitely a big blow, you know, for someone, given the other injuries they've already suffered to the starting rotation so far this year, and you know, it looked like they were really getting things rolling. So, you know, if he's out into August for any significant stretch, that again puts that much more emphasis on Jed Hoyer to go out there and add at least one more starter. So definitely not good timing under any circumstance for him.
Yes, and I'm just now seeing the quote from Craig Counsell this morning saying, the quote here, he's going to miss a pretty significant amount of time. Oh boy. Okay, and apparently this calf strain happened during his Taillon's bullpen yesterday. So yeah, that's it's a no good. It's a no good. Do you think that Jordan of the Wicks can do anything for them in the meantime?
I mean, he's looked really, really good since since coming off of his own IL stint. Right, he's made three starts back at Iowa. You missed about a month with a hamstring strain, didn't look real good early, and has kind of been one of those guys where we haven't really seen him reach his potential in Chicago for one reason or another. Now, he feels like having that month off, he took some time to clean up some things with his mechanics. And so, you know, I think 11 innings over the last three outings, 16 strikeouts, only two walks, which I think is the big thing for him. There have been kind of a lot of – he tended to nibble a little bit, and that'll get you in a lot of trouble, obviously, at the major league level. So on one hand, you know, you sit there and say, well, he kind of has to come in here and step in. But on the other, you know, again, the big thing we've been hearing all along that's been kind of obvious is that the Cubs are looking to add at least one starting pitcher, you know, that they might even jump the market and try to do that earlier than the trade deadline. But now you have to balance that, you know, can Wicks stand in for him during that time at least well enough? I think in addition to just Taillon being out, and everybody already knows the Cubs are searching for pitching, this does not provide any leverage to Hoyer at all, right? So how does he balance that? How does he go about trying to add those pieces, knowing now that Taillon's going to be out and that finding that move sooner rather than later is that much more important? So super interesting wrinkle, you know, for those who get into all the kind of minutia of it. But back to your original answer or question, I think Wicks looks really, really good. We'll see. You know, he should get the bump tomorrow. He'll probably start Friday against the Yankees in New York. So certainly not two easy matchups, but no. Hopefully he's up to the task.
Well, lucky for him, the Cardinals, as of today, haven't scored a run in almost a week. So maybe their offense will stay cold, and Wicks will get a cold offense. Now, the Yankees is an entirely different story, but we'll see how things shake out in the next week. We're talking to Evan Altman here of CubsInsider.com. The breaking news that we just got in the last 10, 15 minutes is Jameson Taillon has a calf strain. I believe I misspoke a few minutes ago and said hamstring strain. It's a calf strain, and Craig Counsell says that Taillon is going to miss a significant amount of time. As of right now, he is on the 15-day IL, and Jordan Wicks has been called up to replace him, presumably replace him in the starting lineup. So, Evan, as you've kind of touched on here, this puts a lot of pressure now on Hoyer and the rest of the Cubs organization to go get another starting pitcher. Now, before, I think you could make an argument that that would scrape by without a new one, but now they definitely need one. Because Taillon is one of the guys you were 100% counting on. Hey, you can throw him out there in a playoff game, right? So, okay, when we talk about these pitchers that they could go out and get, I know Sandy Alcantara has been a big name. What do you think the chances are that they can get a guy like Alcantara? And if not him, who would you like?
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, he has been the name clearly for quite a while now. You know, I think even going into the season, my concern there, and this is one I think is probably held by the front office, is that the cost might not make a whole lot of sense relative to what he brings. So for a guy who throws as hard as he does and seems to have this really good stuff, for the most part, his results have not been great this year. And again, we could chalk that up to any number of things, but he doesn't get as many strikeouts as what I would like to see from a guy who does throw that hard. You know, we've been saying forever, the Cubs really need to go out and get somebody who, you know, we saw from Cade Horton last night, right? He's really about their only starter right now who has that kind of upper tier velocity. They got a bunch of guys who throw 92, 94, which, you know, would have been a big deal 20 years ago. Not so much now when that's average at best. And so the cost is one of those things from a prospect standpoint. You know, the other names that are out there, though, Mitch Keller from the Pirates, Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks. You know, those are some that have come up. But there again, you're talking about guys who kind of hew very closely to what the Cubs already do. Although I will say this, Keller is an interesting one. Nothing really jumps out. But one thing we've seen from the Cubs rotation is that they are very, very susceptible to homers. Keller's a big-time ground ball guy, keeps the ball in the park. And so if nothing else, you get someone who, for lack of a better term, doesn't hurt himself as often. No pun intended with the Jameson Taillon thing. But we have seen, right, Taillon's been stung by the home run ball. Shohei Minaga had a great outing overall the other day, but three home runs allowed. Those things can quickly balloon on you. So, you know, do they go that route and kind of stay a little cheaper in terms of prospects? But I do think Jed Hoyer being on the hot seat, if you will, in terms of kind of being a lame duck, you know, his contract is up after this year. I could see him being very, very willing to spend from the upper tier of their farm system to go out there and get a pitcher or two and maybe another bat too.
So that's the other thing is this is now this just became your most pressing need, and you can argue that it was the Cubs' most pressing need, another starting pitcher, but now you really, really have to, and there's not really any way around it. How competitive, I would still expect currently, the way they're currently constructed, the Cubs to win the division and get into the playoffs, and if you disagree, go ahead and tell me. My question is, how competitive can they be in the playoffs if they don't add another, I mean, even, let's say, a number three pitcher?
Yeah, I think that's the issue, right? And Hoyer talked about that a little bit today and kind of discussing the difference between, or maybe it was yesterday, but the difference between playoff odds, right, which if you go with what Fangraphs says, the Cubs are at 92% entering play today. But that's a very different story because that just includes, you know, hey, your chances to win the division and then to get a wild card, obviously a great record. But then what can you do when you're facing other playoff teams? And as you've noted here, right, the loss of Justin Steele means you've got, you know, Shota Imanaga, he's been great. You know, Matthew Boyd, we've seen a tremendous bounce back from him. And then, you know, is it Cade Horton at three, right? Because I don't think you slot Colin Ray into that top three, Jordan Wicks. Right now, you know, Jameson Taillon's down. So that's not scary to anyone. And with what I just mentioned, right, when we talk about playoff baseball, when everything is elevated, and you look at those statistics about how often teams that out-homer their opponents win, how much more frequently that is. And so what did we just say was the Cubs' Achilles heel, right? They've got a lot of pitchers who give up homers. That is not going to fly in the playoffs. And so they really need to find at least one more, right? Because you could argue that Imanaga and Boyd is a pretty potent one, too. They've been really, really good. But finding a pitcher who can go out there and miss bats, who can get you through five and six innings. Is that if Cade Horton's sweeper finally comes around and he really gets that kind of out pitch that he's been missing, maybe he's that guy. But I cannot imagine they make it past the trade deadline without at least one addition there to help him kind of boost the overall potency of that starting rotation.
And we're speaking with Evan Altman of CubsInsider.com. 670 The Score. I'm Adam Staszynski. We are taking you up to Cubs pregame at 12:45 right here on The Score, and we're discussing the breaking news that Jameson Taillon has a calf strain. He has been placed on the 15-day injured list as of right now, but Craig Counsell said just a little bit ago that he's going to be out a significant amount of time. And I phrased my last question, Evan, kind of, I don't want to come off sounding like I expect Jameson Taillon to be out the rest of the season, but when I hear significant amount of time and I hear calf strain, not, oh, he tweaked it and, you know, he just needs a week off, I don't know, when you consider the recovery time and then he's got to ramp back up, I don't know how much you can really expect from him. It, you know, even when you get into September and let's say he's back, do you think they would even be able to rely much on him at that point? And that's why I was so adamant about they need to get another starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I think given the timing and given what their goals are this year, they almost have to view it as if he's not coming back, even if they know he is, right? And I think I'm with you on that, because you can't just look at it and bank on, well, hey, he's going to be back to – and certainly – Taillon has not been anything approaching an ace, but he's been a very solid starter for him in his time in Chicago, right? But you can't look at that and say, well, hey, we know exactly what we're going to get back come mid-August, and we're going to be good from there. You have to proceed as if he won't come back or that he's going to be gone for a very significant period of time, and then address that. Because the last thing you want to do is kind of underclub, you know, when you're going out and acquiring guys or looking who you're promoting or whatever the case may be, and then end up right back in the same situation where, yeah, you get him back and he's fine. He's a number three or four type starter. Is that really what you need down the stretch to ensure a playoff run? No, I don't think it is. So, yeah, I think they absolutely need to go into this being very aggressive in terms of how they pursue their additions.
Okay, a couple quick things before we let you go, Evan, and we let you I want to say get back to celebrating the 4th of July, but I know this news is kind of a downer. So a positive from the last 24 hours was Cade Horton, who we mentioned a little bit there a few minutes ago. He was pretty good last night. Not the same type of opponent that shelled him in the Astros last week. But did that make you feel any better or more optimistic about Cade Horton's chances, say he does start a playoff game come September, October, maybe November?
Yeah, I mean, I think in particular, the thing that really stood out, I mean, he threw the changeup 22 times. It's like 24% of his pitches, so that's the most he's ever thrown it, the highest percentage he's ever thrown it. Got strikeouts of a couple of big hitters there. You know, got, I think, Santana once or twice on it, Ramirez at least once. You know, really got after some guys that – and I kind of alluded to this earlier, though. There were several times when he had hitters in – 0-2 counts and failed to put him away, right? He got outs via contact several times in those situations. But when we do talk, that's the difference between playing a Guardians team that is middle tier in a weak division and then, again, facing the Astros or facing a playoff-type caliber team where if you're not putting these guys away, they're going to make you pay for going to contact there. And so he got to get that sweeper that we saw be so effective in the minors, that we saw really what led to his run in the College World Series with Oklahoma. That's what led to the Cubs drafting him as highly as they did. Mm-hmm. If he can get that back on point and make that the wipeout pitch that we've seen in the past, all of a sudden his profile gets elevated. And we're talking about, you know, ace level potential, even if it's only for short stints. So, I love what I saw from last night. I just need to see one more step before I'm ready to really kind of anoint him as the man there.
And, you know, obviously, I think from my perspective, do it against a better team. The Guardians aren't horrible. Hell, the Cubs held Jose Ramirez hitless during the series this week. So the pitching overall was pretty good. It's not like the Guardians are a bad team, but I would like to see it against a higher caliber team, like maybe, say, the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, if he can go out there and do that, you know, and if he – I think he'll probably miss that Yankees series, which might not be a bad thing, you know, and I know they're going to want to be careful with him as well. But yeah, that's what you need. And again, I will say though, this is a guy who I think, unlike a lot of rookies, you know, we're talking about a guy who went to Oklahoma to play football, right? To be quarterback at Oklahoma. That's not somebody who shies away from the spotlight. You know, this is a guy who did his best work in college as a starting pitcher in the College World Series. So these big stages he's been on, I don't think any of that will rattle him. And that's what I really like about him as we get into bigger games and ideally a playoff stage. It'll just be a matter of, can he make everything work? And you know, that could be one of those stories that we're looking at 5, 6, 10 years down the road and saying, hey, remember when this guy really burst onto the scene at a national level? So fingers crossed for it. Hopefully he gets that chance.
All right, Evan, thanks a lot. We'll let you go here. That's Evan Altman, CubsInsider.com. And I'm sorry that I had to ruin the start of your 4th of July.
That's all right. You know what? A few 12-ounce curls will get me right back to feeling fine. And
all right.
We'll be good.
All right, enjoy the rest of the day, man. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
That's Evan Altman. Follow his work at CubsInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at @DEvanAltman. And, yeah, the breaking news. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Jameson Taillon to the 15-day IL with a calf strain, which he sustained during his bullpen yesterday, according to Cubs manager Craig Counsell. Not good. Let's keep talking about this. I was going to talk some Bulls next, but I think it's prudent that we continue talking about the Cubs pitching situation because it's a no good. 312-644-6767. How do you feel about this Cubs pitching situation now considering the injury to one Jameson Taillon? We'll discuss that next. I am Adam Staszynski. This is The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's so like tire like a month, maybe more, roughly speaking.
Yeah, I mean, I think around a month is still probably a pretty good assessment. Yeah.
That is Cubs manager Craig Counsell discussing the injury for Jameson Taillon, starting pitcher, who is headed to the injury list, 15-day injury list with a calf strain. The Cubs just announced that in the last hour. I'm Adam Stasinski, taking you up until Cubs pregame today on 670 The Score. Cubs pregame is at 12:45. We will hear more from Craig Counsell a little bit later in the show, but right now discussing this breaking news of Jameson Taillon headed to the injury list, as I just said, with that strained calf. That's not good. That's not good. That is a guy that you were counting on, a guy that had been fairly steady, some up and down moments. I don't know, wouldn't qualify him as hot garbage the way that Dustin Rhodes did, but you know, he had some bad moments. Been letting up a lot of home runs, but luckily a lot of them have been solo home runs. All in all, a guy I believe you could count on in the playoffs as a game three starter or so.
Quality
now
start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was.
Thank you, Dustin. Thank you. I will say, the morning that he said that, I didn't think he was totally out of line. I thought saying hot garbage was a little too far, but I understood where he was coming from. But anyway, 312-644-6767. I want to know what you think about the Cubs and specifically this pitching staff after the Jameson Taillon injury news, because they are now desperate for another starting pitcher. Because as I was just saying with Evan Altman in the last segment, you really can't. I don't know if you want to count on him, even if, let's say, he's healthy in a month, but then he's missed some time and he probably can't go as long into the game as he has been able to go. So you're kind of dealing with that and ramping him back up. And it's a calf strain. Things could get worse. This type of injury, especially a tendon or a muscle injury, is not linear. It's tough. It's really tough, and this puts Jed Hoyer, Cubs president of baseball operations, in a really, really tough spot. So again, the breaking news, Jameson Taillon headed to the injury list, 15 days for right now anyway, and he's being replaced, presumably in the starting rotation, by Jordan Wicks, who's been called up from Cubs AAA. 312-644-6767. We got one text on this here from the 847. Calf strain equals precursor to torn Achilles tendon. Now, I don't know about that. I will say that a tight calf could lead to tight Achilles. So you're not totally wrong. I just, that's part of the reason why you got to be careful. Because if you keep having that calf not exactly stretched out, and then it's, things can get ugly, and you, God forbid you get an Achilles tendon, because then he's done for a year. Another text from the 847, let's hope Assad is back soon. Now that would be helpful. I just don't know what the timeline on him is. And again, it's not a guy you want to count on. I don't want to count on Taillon at this point, because this calf strain might linger longer than a month. As Craig Counsell just said, it was going to be a month, but it might linger a little bit longer. So 312-644-6767. What is your reaction to this Jameson Taillon news? Is there a pitcher that you think the Cubs desperately need to go out and get? From my perspective, I say go and get Sandy Alcantara. I know he's been the top of the list. I just think he's got the highest ceiling out there. And the prospects be damned, Jed, go get that guy. Throw if you got to throw Owen Casey out there, throw Owen Casey out there and go get him. Because this is now, I want to call it desperate, because you can't count on Jameson Taillon to come back from this. You just can't, with his age, especially, and with the type of injury that it is, you just can't count on that. Now, Sandy Alcantara is not the only name that has been thrown out there. Of course, we talked about a couple of different options with Evan Altman in the last segment. John Morosi, earlier this week with Lawrence Holmes on the afternoon show, threw a different name out there that I hadn't heard yet. So listen to this, the entirety of this cut, as John was talking with Lawrence earlier this week.
The Cubs need to be the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean that they need to be the big market team in the third largest city in our country and make a massive trade, or at least an impactful one, at the end of July to really address what is their clearest need, which is a legitimate guy to start game one or game two of a postseason series. That's what the Cubs need, and that's exactly the kind of move they should make before July 31st.
who makes sense for them? Who are the pitchers that you would identify and say, this would be a nice fit for the Cubs?
I think I would start with Sandy Alcantara as being a name that I would watch carefully. And the other name that I would say should be right in the same conversation is Chris Bubich from the Royals. To me, the Royals have trended in the direction of being a more obvious seller. And again, Bubich is the kind of guy, because he's under contract for 2026, or at least for salary arbitration. He's not a free agent. So he's the kind of guy who's going to command a major price tag. That's the kind of guy who's probably going to be outside of the scope of the Brewers, but should not be outside the scope of the Cubs. And that's what I'm seeing there. Now, does that mean that they give up someone like a Ben Brown? Again, you're trying to win right now in a really competitive National League. And if Ben Brown can't help you win major league games right now, you have to at least consider the possibility of moving him. And again, that'd be a hard thing to do, but I think that's the kind of thing that I would imagine the Cubs have to consider. If he's not on your major league roster now and you're really going for it, you hired Craig Counsell to go for it. And now you've got a chance to finish ahead of Counsell's former team and act like a large market team. For me, Chris Bubich would be the announcement that the Cubs are really serious about winning in 2025.
Preach, John Morosi. Preach. Everything about that cut. Preach. Go out and make a big swing and make it a no doubt move. Make it a we are going for it this year move. Again, that was John Morosi on with Lawrence Holmes in the afternoon show earlier this week. We're discussing simultaneously here the news that Jameson Taillon, starting pitcher for the Cubs, is headed to the injury list. 15-day injury list for right now anyway. He's got a calf strain. Craig Counsell said this morning, just a little bit ago, that he's going to be out a while. So probably at least a month with this calf strain. To replace him in the lineup, the Cubs have brought back up from AAA Jordan Wicks. A lot of no good in there. Now, real quick before we take a break, and we'll discuss this a little bit more on the other side before we get into a little bit of Bears thoughts, and we're going to hear some more from Craig Counsell in the next hour as well. Chris Bubich, if you're not familiar with him, for the Royals, this season has a 3.3 WAR already. ERA of 2.25. He's 6-6 if you believe in the pitcher record thing. A whip of 1.125, 101 strikeouts and 96 innings pitched. Yes, I'm in. Go get Chris Bubich. Or Sandy Alcantara, somebody, because you definitely need, and you need somebody before the trade deadline now. Before we could have said, maybe they can wait until the trade deadline. Nah, Jed, go get somebody now. We'll take a break here, 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on this conversation and react to the news that Jameson Taillon has a calf strain, he's headed to the injured list. Get into a little bit of Bears conversation as well. I always said off the top, we're definitely going to talk Bears, but, you know, breaking news happens. So here we are. 312-644-6767. What do you think about this Jameson Taillon injury? Is there a pitcher that you want the Cubs to go out and get? Do you think they desperately need to go out and get a pitcher? Because I do. Again, 312-644-6767. I'm Adam Staszynski. We're here for about 45 more minutes on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.